Previously on the Adventures of Don Clark.
To enlist his help, I need to warn him that Dr. O is back.
Good to see you again, Sergeant.
Cloak? If Don has something to say, then Don can tell me himself.
I'll have Janet type up the minutes and get back to you.
How's a blow-up doll gonna type up minutes?
I'm Kurt Bachrach here with WWKBD, Les Behan, the damn president of an organization known as the Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
Tomorrow I'll meet this Miss Han, and we'll see if her constitution is as round as she is flat.
How can I help you, Doctor?
More how can we help each other? We shall change the bodies of America and their judgment forever.
What did you have in mind, Doctor?
Do you have somewhere private we can talk?
Right this way, Doctor.
Oh my god. I thought I told her to clean up. It looks like a... I swear you can't get that woman to do anything right. Janet! I thought I told you to sweep that walkway up a month ago. I mean, it's no wonder we don't have any clients when you expect them to tiptoe around this mess. I got a leaf on my brand new shoe, Janet. A leaf. Are you even listening to me? Never mind. Grandpa Wilson always said it best. If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. Now quick, get off your static butt and show me where the brooms are. Janet. Janet, where are the brooms? And the dustpans? My god, we don't even have paper towels. That is just it from you, Missy. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to dock you a day's pay, and we are walking down to that hardware store together. I need to make sure that this will never happen again.
Don't you think we should take turns carrying this stuff? I'm not used to such a hefty load, and my back is starting to have problems.
I told you, madam. We're on our way to pick up the final piece to my plan. Once I rent the jackhammer, then I will truly know what it is like to have something powerful between my legs.
Don't stoop to their standards. Remember, that's why we're doing this.
Indeed, my dear. You are as supportive as you are perfect. The plan is coming along nicely. Yes. Soon we shall.
Well, I'll be Wonder Woman's lasso used as a Greek skin condom if that isn't my old nemesis, Dr. O.
Clark, how awful it is to see you again.
The feeling's mutual, Doctor. And who might this be?
It doesn't matter to you. We're both here lawfully. And where are you going, Clark? Off to harass more kids checking out books at the library?
For your information, I had reasonable suspicion that those citizens were stealing those books, or that they're drug mules for the library. Either way,
you caused a citywide incident, my friend, which landed you in a burden of the police department.
Wasn't it that Cloak who was responsible for that?
Burden? They're honored to have such experienced eyes helping them with cases. At least when there's something to see. Am I right, Doctor?
Why you? Oh my. And who might you be?
This sorry sack of gas is my assistant, Janet. We're currently on our way to the hardware store to get a few cleaning supplies. Cause someone sucks at their part of upkeep.
Yes, I can see her credentials for being such a superb assistant.
More like staring at them, if you ask me.
No one asked you, Mystery Woman?
Yes.
Mystery Woman. Shall we clear that up?
Yes. May I present Madam President Leslie Behan.
Les, if you please.
Les Behan.
Yes. Why does everyone say it like that?
You mean you don't see it?
What I see is both of you drooling over this. Blow-up dolls, balloons.
Blow-up doll?
Yes.
Les Behan, I understand your frustration and your insults are hilarious. But only I insult my assistant. No matter how much of an air-filled bimbo she may act like.
I'm not trying to insult her. I'm just saying that she's a blow-up doll.
Miss Han. I mean, Madam President. There's no need to be catty.
You mean you both don't see it?
What I see, Les, is that you're being very rude and that we have a lot of work to do. So, Clark, unless you're arresting us, good day to you.
I suppose we should be on our way. Goodbye, Mr. Clark.
And, goodbye to you, Janet. May the sun not melt your skin on this very hot day. Very hot day. Hot day. Hot woman.
Doctor!
I'll be letting you go this time, Doctor. But know this, I'm not the only one watching you. And good day, Mr. No, we definitely cleared that up, Miss Han.
Mr. Clark. What is your problem, Doctor? I mean, you were staring so hard at Janet that your eyes might as well have been her nipples.
Miss Han, no, I wasn't. I don't find her the least bit attractive.
I'm no fool, Doctor. You're into her. I thought you and I were on the same page. I thought you saw the world the same way I do. I thought...
Les, my dear, I do. I do.
Then why do I get the sense that you're suddenly becoming a part of that problem we were talking about anytime some big-breasted bimbo comes around?
That airhead's name is Janet, and she has feelings too. I know you're upset, but there's no reason to attack such a defenseless woman.
She has no feelings. She's a...
Les. Les, do you know why I don't stare at your chest?
Because you're like everyone else. You're so...
No, my dear. I meet your gaze because not only are there such beautiful eyes to meet, but because I don't objectify you. Well, no one else objectifies you, but I see you as my equal in many respects. You, my dear, you are like a partner to me, something that no other man will treat you as. I understand you, my dear, and that is why we must continue with this plan. Now, shall we continue?
Yes, Doctor. I'm sorry, I overreacted. You really see me as your equal?
Les, my petite president, you are the head of a major organization. Your passion, your fire, why, it would fill a G-cup bra, my dear.
Oh, Doctor, and your brilliance makes Lex Luthor look like a chode.
You are too kind and flattering, Les Behan. Now, shall we continue?
Yes, Doctor. Let's show the world what only we see.
Not for long.
We interrupt your regular scheduled programming to bring you this shocking story. A security guard was patrolling the DC Mall this morning and discovered an American crime so terrible that we had to ask the government if we can even screen this. Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves, because someone has just stolen the penis off the Lincoln Memorial and the breast off Lady Justice. We go live to Kurt Baccarat at the scene of the crime. Kurt?
Thanks, Jason! I'm standing in front of the Supreme Court now, where justice seems to be just as flat as she is blind. Beside me is the security guard who discovered the missing genitals on President Lincoln in a crime that I am naming the Missing Link! Unfortunately, due to the man's cowardice attire, he refuses to give us his name on the air. So I decided to give him my old dog's name that my wife took at our divorce. Mr. Tinkles, can you tell me about your morning on patrol?
I was walking my rounds just like any other day. I came around from Jefferson Memorial after my mid-walk cry, and I him around to hold on to save here and found that slavery wasn't the only thing liberated underneath him this morning, if you know what I mean, Kurt.
I never really know what anyone means, but it sounds like an uncomfortable joke.
Yeah, anyways, like I said, he had no decoration of in the pants there, so I called in the dispatch who told me that the same thing happened to poor Lady Justice over here.
Exhilarating interview, Mr. Tinkles. How does both of the crimes make you feel?
I think that this act of crime is a grade A treason. No one should take the member of the members of our great country.
Well, Mr. Tinkles, that is an opinion. I have a follow-up. How attracted are you before and after the crime to Lady No Just Tits here?
I would say before she was on regular rotation in the old spank vault. Now I'm back to the Statue of Liberty.
Gross, yet fascinating. Who do you think could have done this?
I think it was Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. With no breast on Lady Justice, she's now the hottest one in the courtroom, that sneaky.
Well now, you said that thing! It appears despite the lack of liberal balls, we're not short on red herrings. For everything that is news, I'm Kurt Baccarat. Back to you, Jason!
Thank you, Kurt. Commissioner Ruge of the local PD has yet to issue a statement. But if I were a betting man, I'd say he'll probably chew out some old, poor, tired sergeant, and frankly, probably did something in the past life to deserve this.
Holy goddammit!
Oh, here we go again. Commissioner, sir, I know what you're gonna say, but...
Oh, you do you? Have you seen the news? You know the public. They'll think it was a terrorist attack.
Sir, I don't think people will believe that...
Excuse me, folks. I've just received word that there is widespread panic in the streets, as people believe we are again under attack by terrorists. The police are
God
now...
God damn it! You are saying, Sergeant Stupid?
Sir, we'll find out who did this. I have people on the scene right now.
You better, goddammit. Who's investigating now?
Well, we've got Horton, Firm, Stiles, and the new cadet Winters holding perimeters on each scene. Plus, Detectives Rounce, Fensick, and Webster are canvassing the area.
Well, I want some goddamn answers soon, goddammit. The press is in a frenzy, and we have to calm the storm.
Sir, we're working on it.
Well, work faster, goddammit. You got an hour to come up with something real, or you'll be eating my shit until you get that goddamn gold watch. And I'll eat nothing but turkey chili and curry every day until you do.
We will, sir. Colorful, sir.
Excuse me, Sarge?
Winters, what in God's name are you doing here? I thought you were holding the perimeter.
Firm released me to report back to you.
Goddamn that Firm. I told him to keep everyone on the scene until I got there.
Well, you know Firm. He's not good at listening, but he swells with confidence when he thinks he's in charge.
Whatever. What do you have for me?
Not much, Sarge. We're canvassing for witnesses and doing a mile radius walk for anything, but it's all pretty thin right now.
Perfect. Ruge's hosting the daily chili eating contest, and I'm going to be the judge.
Sarge?
Never mind. We gotta get out there and... Oh, great.
Captain, I came as soon as I heard.
Not now, Don. This requires actual police work.
Captain, you can't trust such a monumentally heinous crime of castration to be handled by these men?
And women?
Oh, of course, Cadet. My apologies. Yes, Captain Winters is right. We can't let women handle it either.
What? You pompous... Oh, that's not what I meant!
Well, then it appears that our American president and your opinion lack the same thing. Intelligence and balls.
What? The sheer nerve of you! I am going to...
Every one of my men and women are extremely capable of solving this crime.
Is that so? Well, then riddle me this, Captain. Why do they have nothing? And I've already solved it.
You've already solved it.
Yes, Cadet, I have.
Wow, you honestly believe that, don't you?
Sure, Don. You've solved it, so what do you have for us?
You sound surprised, Captain. Could it be that you didn't think Donald F. Clark, the greatest detective in the world, could solve such a petty crime?
Petty? Don, whoever did this defiled two bodies of our most monumental sculptures. Do you think that's petty?
I do, Captain. Because it's not a whoever did this.
Really? So it's not a matter of who did this, Then what's it a matter of, Don?
Winners, don't encourage him.
Not to be disrespectful, but how can you be sure? I mean, we are dealing with the greatest detective in the world.
Ha! He's not even the greatest in this room.
Sarge, there's no need to be so insulting to his face.
Oh, don't worry. Your greatest detective isn't even listening. He rarely listens.
Not to interrupt your obviously boring conversation, Captain, but we're wasting time. I know the accosters of this crime.
Then who are they?
Not who, Captain.
Precisely, Cadet. Not who, but what.
It's a what did this?
Exactly. Because to call that dickless monster a who would be an honest-to-God compliment. Too good for the likes of him.
You can't be serious. Don't you think that a crime like this is a little beyond the doctor's pay grade?
Lesson number one, Captain.
Don't lesson number one me, Don.
Never estimate your opponent.
Underestimate.
What's that, Cadet?
It's never underestimate your opponent.
Well, that's why you're the cadet and I'm the detective. How on earth can anyone underestimate someone?
Well, it's
next, you'll tell me that you can overestimate someone. Please, Cadet, leave the terminology to the professionals with experience.
Of course, Detective. How silly of me to suggest anything different. My apologies.
Damn right. We'll debate later if you're forgiven. But yes, Captain, I know it's him.
Who?
The dickless doctor. The mini of MDs. The smallest scientist. The...
We get it. It's Dr. Oliver Compensator.
Who's Dr. Oliver Compensator?
He's one of my nemesis. We've been at war for years.
You have a nemesis?
I wish there was only one. Yet a man with my talents can make a lot of enemies. Some rise to the ranks, refusing to be ignored.
Don, you do not have a nemesis, let alone multiple.
Oh, really, Captain?
Yes, really.
The vandalizing vampires.
Teenagers who smash your pumpkins every year on Halloween.
They sound terrifying.
The blue-clad courier.
Don, are you harassing the mailman again?
What did he do?
It doesn't matter. What matters right now is that I know that Dr. O's behind this. I saw him the other day with a womanish-looking young man who was on their way to renting a jackhammer.
There was a small detail in Firm's report, sir. Said that it looked like both, members of the sculptures were removed by a jackhammer.
All right, Don. You know where the doctor is?
I don't, Captain, but I do believe I know someone who does. The cloak stopped by my office some time ago with files on multiple persons of interest.
Really? Why would the cloak choose to trust you over everyone else in the city?
I don't have time to explain such a complex partnership. Captain, if you want those documents, you have to come with me to my office.
Oh, for the love of... Fine, Don. Winners, you're coming too. I need someone to collaborate my story when Rugi tries to spoon-feed me his lunch.
Really, sir? I mean, you really want me there with you?
Save your story, I'd look for later, Cadet. Let's go.
Thank you, sir. So, Don, can you tell me on the way about your partnership with the cloak?
Does Commissioner Rugi know any words besides goddammit? He said it 7 times! I counted! I made a drinking game out of it, and now I'm not wearing pants! How hard is it to order office supplies? Janet doesn't seem like she knows what she's doing. Why was there an elephant at the crime scene? Seems like a lot of effort to go through just to cut off the members of Parliament. I'm being told that the Parliament is in Europe. These are statues, not statutes. My mom used to play chutes and ladders with me. I always lost. Congratulations on listening to 3 full episodes of Don Clark. I hope you're entertained. Episode 3 sounds spectacular! Like I got stung in the mouth by a bee! You ever see an albino squirrel? I hear they're milky! Tune in next time to find out what really happened on The Adventures of Don Clark. Shits and giggles!